one winter storm, a spring storm, and about 3 years ago, put a little hole in my roof and trying to get help. And then by the time talking to all these people, I end up with a horrendous problem.
That's Doris Cummins Ford explaining the circumstances that led to her getting her roof repaired. But it's not your average roofers who are fixing up her house. 8 Days of Hope is a Mississippi-based nonprofit organization that repairs homes in areas devastated by natural disasters. They recently created a hub in Buffalo to serve areas in the Northeast. But for 8 days in the middle of July, they, along with upwards of 1,600 volunteers, are repairing homes in the city of Buffalo. 8 Days founder Steve Tiber says this service will continue each year.
This year we're in the University District for 8 days with these volunteers from 33 states, loving and serving these families. Next year we'll go to another district, and the year after another one as well.
Born and raised in Buffalo, Tiber has brought together local churches and businesses to get this project moving. The sun shines down on crews working on houses along Highgate Avenue. At the corner of Highgate and Suffolk, a ramp is being built for the wheelchair-bound homeowner. Down the street, crews are retiling a roof on one house while another group scrapes paint from another. Job leader Curtis Connerly came from New Orleans to help out.
We're going to scrape the house and we're going to prime it. Everything that's been scraped, we'll prime it to get it prepped. So we're kind of like the prep crew. And then another crew will come in and they'll do all the painting work.
Connerly says meeting people in the neighborhood was a lot like getting together with family and is amazed at the love and positive response the group of volunteers has received. Anything is possible in the city of good neighbors. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.